Just out of curiosity, if she or somebody were to present with this exact situation today, 88 years old, what would be your likely therapy?
You mean as a first therapy or, first, if they progress?
Yeah, this same lady would present for first-line therapy.
Well, I've taken chemoimmunotherapy off the table for a patient like this. So because of the Illuminate data and the data from the Alliance trial, like, I'm not really enthusiastic about giving BR or obinutclorambucil to this patient. So I've shifted a little bit more towards recommending either venetoclax or ibrutinib to a patient like this. Although I still think that if they're looking to just have some quality of life improvement, address some symptomatic aspect of their disease, I still think obina is reasonable to consider. Just discussing that we do have now some randomized data from ibrutinib and venetoclax-based therapies that show that those are better.
It's interesting because this patient and also the previous patient actually earlier on got obina without the chlorambucil. How often do you do that? Kind of from the beginning, I started to hear people talking about and questioning really what chlorambucil was bringing to the table.
Yeah, I mean, it's an off-label decision, so I have to say that the label mandates to give chlorambucil, but my own practice is I really don't think it adds much but toxicity. And so my own practice is to discuss that with patients and offer them the chlorambucil, but if they're not interested in it based on the AEs, I'm perfectly comfortable with giving the obina as a monotherapy. I would say that's 95% of the time or more. And I've seen outcomes that, I, at least in my own judgment, are comparable to what is achieved with the addition of the chlorambucil.
There's not inconsequential amount of rituximab monotherapy used in community-based practice for CLL. How would you compare the efficacy of rituximab to obinutuzumab clinically? Not so much research data, but what you've actually seen.
I think obina is more active. I really do. I think that rituximab as a monotherapy, its main role is largely for treating autoimmune hemolytic anemia, which can be associated with CLL, or ITP, which can be associated with CLL. Outside of that, to be honest with you, I think that the experience I've had with obina is that the remissions seem to be longer lasting. It may be a dosing issue, you know, because you're giving more milligrams of obinutuzumab over 6 months than rituximab. But, you know, we have what we have from the trials and what we do in practice. And so I very rarely will give rituximab as a monotherapy, again, outside of the window of an autoimmune mediated cytopenia.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia Update.